You're watching Texans All Access 2015 Draft, presented by Fuddruckers.
One final segment here on the show. Happy that you're watching, and this is year two of Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien working together. Things drastically different than 2014, when last May they were picking first overall, and they picked 16th here in 2015.
Coach, let's start out talking about versatility, which I think is a big word with you guys come draft time. You get a lot of players who can do a lot of different things.
Right. I think that's important. You know, I've said this time and time again, and I think Rick Smith says it over and over again, too, is on game day you have 46 guys down there on that sideline. And so we use the phrase around here, the more you can do. And so the more that you can contribute to the team, maybe you're a guy that can play a certain linebacker position in the 3-4, but then on third down you can do other things. And then obviously you participate in special teams and contribute in special teams. So, you know, we think that versatility is one of the keys to most of the players that we look at.
You never know how the whole draft is going to go, but if it started out with Kevin Johnson, you got to feel good about your first selection and then the way it unfolded on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we feel really good about all the selections. I think what happened that first night is that it fell kind of exactly the way we saw it falling. And we knew that that was a guy that we had targeted as someone that we would really like to have on our team. In addition to other guys, if he had been gone and other guys were there, there were other guys that we had in mind too, if Kevin wasn't there. But Kevin was there. He was the number one target, and we felt good about that. And then when we went into Friday, you know, we were aggressive. And I give credit to Rick there. You know, he jumped up. We knew we had two guys there that we really liked, and McKinney and Strong, and so we went up and got him. And I think that's the key. When you know you really believe in somebody and you think they can come in and help you, go get them.
Wide receiver group, you added free agents and you add Strong and Mumphrey in this group. It's super deep right now, Coach.
Yeah, it's a deep group. The rookies have to come in here and prove themselves. You know, that's why they're here. We think that they can really help us. I just said earlier today, you know, with Hopkins, obviously one of the best in the league, I've said that time and time again, I think he's a really elite receiver in this league. And then with the addition of Nate and Cecil, Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts, we feel good about the group where it is right now. Now we have to go out there and practice and make sure we start to put it all together starting on Monday with our offseason program. But we're happy about the position.
What about linebacker? Because McKinney can do different things, but you said he's basically an inside linebacker. Then you go outside as well with Clyatt.
I think we'll begin the process with Bernardrick on the inside. You know, we'll look at him on first and second down. But I also think there's a chance that you could see him at outside backer in certain things. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big, long guy. He's almost 6'5", 250-pound guy. He's got long arms. He's a tough guy. He's a bright kid. So we're going to try to use him in different positions, but we'll begin the process with him at the inside backer spot. And then with Rashard, you know, to me, we got a guy there that can really run. He's athletic. We feel like he can help us on third down, and then he can really help us on special teams. So hopefully those guys will take advantage of those opportunities.
You dip back into that LSU pool for a running back as well, having some success with Alfred, and here you go again with Hilliard.
Well, we have. We've had success in the past with LSU backs, you know, going back to Kevin Falk and then Stephen Ridley in New England. And then obviously Alfred last year did a good job for us as a rookie, and now we have a chance here with Kenny Hilliard. You know, the thing about Kenny that I really liked was his size, his toughness, and the fact that he just wants to be a good teammate. You know, he wants to come in here and contribute to the team in as many ways as he possibly can. He's a first and second down, big, powerful back, and we're going to give him an opportunity to earn that role.
Well, you mentioned competition, and I can't imagine a position group where you don't have a bunch of it going into these OTAs and training camp and such.
Yeah, you know, I think, Mark, it's the most competitive league in the world, you know, so it's the most competitive business in the world. So you better make your team competitive so that Sundays, you know, you go out there and you're used to the competition. You know, if you're out there in practice every day and it's not competitive, then you're going to have a problem on Sunday. So there's really no other way to believe. You have to compete on the practice field, and the guys have to go out there and earn it in practice and then go out there on Sundays and win the game. So we're going to try to continue over and over again to make this the most competitive roster we can.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck in the near future.
You got it, Mark. Thank you.
Good stuff there from those guys, and we've got a whole lot more on HoustonTexans.com. You can see that entire interview on the website, plus mic'd up Kevin Johnson, behind the scenes with Kevin Johnson, and more on rounds 2 through 7. That's going to do it for this show. We thank you so much for watching. We'll see you again next time.